tech guru, Stephen Ambrose. Hello, Stephen.
Morning.
Very well, thank you. How are you?
She's back in town and having fun.
Oh, very nice. Yes. All right. I want to talk about LG. Apparently, they've got a new phone.
Well, they do. I actually want to talk about something a lot less interesting, but actually a lot bigger first. Oh. But we'll talk about LG. Yes, they've just launched a brand new phone. It's the follow-up for the G7 from last year. And obviously, it's called the G8.
Okay. Sensible.
Okay. I could do it stability right now.
I said I'd make today exciting. So we have a G8 from LG on the market. Well, it actually is quite an exciting phone. It has one huge standout feature. They've got a really special front 3D camera. Not only is it a selfie camera, it's a 3D camera. It also reads the veins in your hand. How's that for an interesting take on things?
Why would we need it to do that? Yes.
Oh, well, here you go. This is where it gets exciting. What you can do, the biggest challenge you've often got with a phone that's flat on its surface on a desk is how do you unlock it without putting in a pin or without somehow getting your face in front of it? And even more exciting, if the fingerprint reader's on the rear, it gets a little bit slower. Well, LG have come up with a clever little solution to that. This is a brand new high-definition type camera, and what it can do, it can read the veins in your hand. So when you wave your hand over the camera, it'll unlock automatically. How's that? And they reckon it's actually more secure than using your retina. So there you have it, some really interesting tech. But there is more to it than that. What you can also do is you can control certain functions. It's a little limited for the moment, but what you can do is you put your hand over the phone, it recognizes your palm, and then you pull your fingers up. It's a little bit like waving your hand around in the air. And you can turn up the volume. If you're playing music, you can open a YouTube video.
Are we just getting...
You can select a whole lot of other functions that you can do by just waving your hand above the phone.
Okay. Is that as opposed to just putting the volume up?
It's an incredibly high-tech solution to a problem you don't have.
That was never there to begin with.
Let's create solutions to problems that we will, even the future, create. Stephen, can we please just talk about Google?
The undersea cables.
Well, here we go. This is the far less sexy thing. Listen in on Thursday. I'll do a full review on the G8 Think. It's actually a really incredibly well-priced phone. With the latest high-tech specs. And I've always been a fan of LG. I think they make great quality devices that get on with the job and certainly
Steve,
do.
Can we please talk about Google? We're running out of time. Okay, thanks.
Google are actually paying for and installing an undersea cable that's going to run all the way from Portugal to Nigeria and then to South Africa. And there's no consortia involved. They're not working with any other partners. They're doing it themselves, which is really interesting. Facebook are also doing it. So all of a sudden, we're getting a whole lot more undersea cables coming to South Africa. And the main benefit of that is that the capacity of internet data, etc., around the world just grows exponentially. Both these cables are using brand new technology that'll be bigger and faster than any other cable currently in operation. And they should be up and running by 2021, which sounds like a long time, but it's 18 months to 2 years from now, which is not long. And the main benefit really will be is that the most expensive component of data that you pay for as part of your internet bundle, which is international connectivity, should improve dramatically in terms of capacity and speed, and also drop in price in terms of what you're paying for your overall bundle of high-speed data globally. So it's great news, and in this day and age of prices always going up and everything being a little bit doomy and gloomy, it's actually great to see that companies are investing tens of millions, if not hundreds of millions of dollars, in improving the connectivity of Africa to the world. So I'm really, it's like a low-key announcement. It got a little bit of press last week, but I think it's a huge deal. It's going to bring down the cost of internet and data in South Africa, both mobile and fixed, which is always good news, and really improve the quality of the international connectivity.
Amazing. Stephen Ambrose, thank you very, very much. And you can catch Stephen's show 11 a.m. on Thursday called Tech Talk. And if you want to find out what's happening in tech, that's where you're going to find it.